And she subsequently got it too. And in my mind, as far as the soundtrack matching with the movie, it's one of the best of all time, no matter what genre you can think about. But whoever curated it and put it together had the hot hand, because it's a really good snapshot of all the most wonderful sounds that I love personally. And I think there's got to be close to 25 tracks on it. And there's not 18. There's not a clinker in the bunch at all. And when I finally got to see the film after listening to the soundtrack, I went, oh, my, this is good. I think I'll be watching this film frequently. And I have probably at least once a year. And it's been out now close to 20, you know. And the cast they put together, you know, George Clooney played such a great guy. But the sound, it matched up with the visuals. It just – it takes you on a journey. And that's one of the most beautiful things about music to me.
Takes you on a journey. And, you know, the film itself, it has two levels, but, of course, so does everything in Hawaiian music, at least two levels.
Yeah, good point.
Right? There's always this underground aspect. If you listen to the music, if you follow the stories, if you know the films that are well made, there's always this underlying thing about an attachment to the land. And the base story behind this, besides the love affair and the transgressions and whatever within a marriage and the issues within a family, is George Clooney's character, or I think actually it was his wife, is a part of a very large family that is – the land was from one single owner who then had many children, who then had many children, who then had many children. So four generations down the line, you have a whole bunch of cousins, many of whom are completely disconnected from the aina, from the land, and may be disconnected from the heritage and what this place means to the people who have known it. And they have to decide whether to sell it to a developer or not.
And the property is hard on the beach, and it's just gorgeous. And it's totally undeveloped. And it means a connection to all the ancestry they have.
Exactly.
But it also means a connection in the eyes of some of these people is cash.
Exactly.
You know?
and therein lies the crux, 24/7 in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you talked about Lahaina. So I don't want to get too deep about it, but I will say last week I did play a song about homes. And the home that is in the picture that you see here, this little bay that you see, this is called Kipukai. And it was a huge amount of land that I believe was purchased, or part of it may have been granted, back in the 19th century to Mr. Waterhouse, who had a huge ranch there. And the story is very similar to the story in The Descendants, that, you know, he had a large family who then had a large family who then and trying to make the decision to keep it in the family or not.
Folks, again, the things you learn when you listen to KDRT here in Davis.
Little did you know. You're like, okay, that's enough. That's enough. So, all right, moving on from that, I want to hear something you brought that I have never heard. I know the role that Les Paul and Mary Ford played in the development of American music, and it is huge.
Well, Les Paul, the originator pretty much of the electric guitar when you get down to it.
Yeah.
He also was an absolute pioneer in the recording studio. And he did things on tape with old analog tape that no one has probably really ever mastered like he did. And he had this, you know, old-timey equipment, and he put it together. And then he started to get some money. He really stepped it up. But he made many, many records, and he also produced many, many records. And he and his wife put out a long series of singles and LPs that were gigantic hits. And it was a time period like late, you know, mid-50s, early 60s, where a lot of people really wanted some soothing, cool-sounding music, and they made it. And out of the blue, I was going through some of my archives, and I found this Les Paul and Mary Ford, and the album's called Lover's Luau. And on the cover, they're both sitting at a luau with leis on and Hawaiian print shirts, and a bounty of food is before them, and a beautiful Wahine is with a hibiscus behind her ears, serving them a plate of pineapple. So that kind of sets the tone of what that looks like. But what it sounds like is just pure, relaxed Hawaiian sounds.
All right. So which tracks you want off of that?
Your choice.
Well, what does Drifting and Dreaming? We could do one that's kind of like traditional Hawaiian and one that's kind of like who
knows
what this is.
There you go. Good plan.
All right. So we're going to start off with My Little Grass Shack in Kealakeakua. No, On the Beach at Waikiki.
Epic tune.
And then we're going to hear something that was evidently composed by Les himself, okay. Something called Golden Sands. So we were going to do a different music. I switched it up here on you. Sorry about that.
No, that's the freedom of radio.
That is
Auntie
the
Beth.
Freedom of radio. It is indeed. All right, so let's hear Les Paul and Mary Ford, On the Beach at Waikiki, followed by Golden Sands. So Les Ford was really the person who made the electric guitar happen, but don't forget that it was a Hawaiian that made the steel guitar happen.
Okay.
And it was really the electrifying of the steel guitar that led to the electrifying of guitar
right.
all across the board. So there's a natural connect right there between the invention of the taking basically a piece of metal and sliding it up and down a guitar, which is what suddenly lost his first name. But Keikuku is the last name of the gentleman who came up with that and then developed it and did all sorts of things like raising the bridge so that there was room for the things to spread to be pressed, and then electrification just changed everything because now you had a way to actually move the sound out of the tiny box of the guitar, which you couldn't hear when it was lying flat and not being plucked.
Yeah, and so much of it all started with the Paniolos, the cowboys.
Oh, there you go.
They played guitars
right there. Yep.
around the campfire,
yep.
and brought it into town, you know, from yep. the country. And I still, every time I see a picture of Gabby and playing the pedal steel, you know, with the headphones on. Again, I get chicken skin
you go,
here.
You got chicken skin.
You know, it's just like, you know, that's the stuff that was, you know, the cross-pollination is really the best word
yep.
for it.
Yep.
You know, it's a transfer of culture.
Yep.
And it no better was a representative than music in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. So much. Speaking of people playing music, I've been promising you that we would talk a little bit about our fundraisers that are happening across the week. And coming up tonight, December 5th, we have live with Green Grass Snakes performing the entire Help Beatles album.
One of my favorite records.
Wee-haw, that's going to be plenty fun. And that is going to be down at the Davis Old Fellows Hall from 7 to 9:30 p.m. tonight. So you can hang out there, hear some great music, and know that everything that they're raising is coming up to support us at KDRT.
The Thursday Live with an exclamation point was kind of started by Kurt and Julie Rogley.
Hmm.
And they came to some of the first shows that KDRT ever put on in the Oddfellows Hall way back when. We did a series of shows and they were there. And I know that Kurt's probably heard this story, though I've never told to him personally. I could see in his eyes that he had this like, wow, this could be a really cool thing. And they've been doing it now for almost, I think, close to 15 years. And Thursday Live and the Odd Fellows have been wonderful partners of KDRT. And they have been befriended us, given a place to play. We've had probably five or six different benefit shows there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all been total in step and, you know, like a sister or brother organization that really supports the community, you know.
Yeah.
So when you think of Thursday Live at the Odd Fellows Hall, you can think of KDRT for sure. So
yeah, absolutely. And just to let you know, if you're in the area and you do want to attend but haven't had a chance to before, the Odd Fellows Hall is located at 415 2nd Street in downtown Davis. And if you can't, are we going to be recording live from there? Is that going to
be on
live?
Well, it's not going to be on the air.
It's not going to be on the air.
Our resident tech buddy, Jim Buchanan, he records there the show. And then you can hear what he records there on his show, Live Tracks.
Live Tracks, that's
right. On
Thursdays
from 7 to 9.
That's right. So it'll probably be 1 week displaced because that's exactly the Thursday Live performance is from 7 to 8:30 on December 5th. So most likely if you tune in to his show on Thursday the 12th, you're going to hear.
Yeah, any time he records music, Beth, he will give it the once over at his home studio.
Mm.
And when he's satisfied that the quality will soothe the savage beast that call our KDRT listeners, he'll put it on the air.
Oh, right on.
You know, there's another name for us. Many folks don't know us. We call ourselves the Dirt Clods.
The Dirt Clods, because we're here at the Dirt, KDRT.
Dirt Clods. That goes way back.
Let me just real quickly, we'll probably come back to it in the second hour, but there are two other events happening on December 8th. We're going to have the Davis Manor Holiday Crafts Bazaar at Duke and M Street. Let's see, December 8th is going to be Sunday, and that's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And once you head over there, you can also listen to visit the Holiday Vinyl Bazaar with the Four Tens at Blue Note Brewing.
In Woodland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 12 to 5 p.m. So a couple of other events that are associated with our fundraising drive.
Yep. I've been to the Blue Note a couple of times now. They're really nice folks. They make great beer. And it's a wonderful place to see your community, even if you have to drive 10 minutes to Woodland, because some of the same folks that like what we like to do here are doing it up in Woodland too.
Yep. All right. So speaking of music, let's get back to it. And you brought an album that a group I turned you on to.
You sure did.
And it is called Kahula Nui. They were hot in 2013, and they were even nominated for a Grammy.
That's beautiful.
That year, they came out with an album called Hula Kui. And I'm going to let Rod tell us about his experience, and we're going to talk a little bit about our experience together. But first, let's listen to the music. The first two tracks on that first album, Hula Kui, actually, it was their second album, I think, because I think their first album was self-titled.
I looked it up.
Yeah. Kuhome I Waimanalo, followed up by Na Papa He'e Nalu, which means the surfboards.
Okay.
All right, here we go with Kahula Nui. Thank you.
nani a o ai manalo na baba ge e na lu e kala nanei u mai nei kama kani me kana lu e moi nei me kana lu e moi nei e ike ika nani a o ai manalo na baba ge e na lu e kala nanei u mai nei kama kani mai ana jaruana ka baba he ena luna o pio he e he e he e mali e alava hau make make alava tō make make ha ina ia mai ana jaruana ka baba he ena luna o pio he e he e he e mali e alava hau
what a fun song. You know, Kahula Nui, they had such a jazz and what's the kind of dancing that the people do when they dance to those folks, like the jive dancing. This was more kind of old school-y Hawaiian, you know, like from almost that Hapa'haole era of the 20s.
Yeah, the roots of it were they have these big, giant, you know, dances. What was it, like in the 30s?
30s, when they have the dance contests and stuff.
And people would put down their labors and get dressed up, and they'd go out on a Friday or Saturday evening. And these big bands with the little, you know, orchestra, you know.
The stands in front of them. Like the Glenn Miller stand.
And they'd play, and everybody have a chance to let their hair down and have some fun and work up a sweat on the dance floor. And the music was so buoyant to the soul. Yeah. And Beth, you can preface these guys, and I'll talk a little bit more about it.
Okay.
My experiences. Well, thanks to you.
Kahula Nui kind of burst on the scene in about 2010, I think it was, when they first did it. And it was this old jazz band, you know, the kind of jive dancing kind of music that people hadn't heard in generations. You know, so it was bringing back that kind of dance. And boy, people who love to dance that way were so excited to dance to this new Hawaiian sound that had been applied, you know, was being applied to that beat, that dance jazz beat. And the bands that are standing members, there were originally four of them, but then they started traveling.
They augmented with the horn sections.
Yeah. And so they came to Sacramento back in, I think it was right before this album came out. I think it was right when their first one came out.
Yeah.
And they did win the Nahoku Hanohano Award, I think, for best album that year. It was like 2011. They came to Harlow's when Harlow's was still hosting Hawaiian music.
On J Street
in Sacramento. And I told Rod about these guys. And
well, she goes, hey, you want to go see this new band from Hawaii? I go, yeah, that sounds pretty good. So I met Annie Beth downtown. And I had no idea what I was in store for at all. And I walk in, I take a look at the stage, and I see the little bandstand deals, and they had the little Hawaiian lettering on there, little palm tree. And I start counting up the bandstand, you know, boxes. I go, this is going to be good.
There's like a dozen of them.
Yeah, a dozen of them. And I can see the microphones. I go, those are at horn level. Oh, okay. This is getting better every minute. So the crowd was in such a good mood. You go into a hall sometime or to a club, and you can just tell the vibe is going to be super. And everybody was so happy, and people were talking like chittering birds, just on and on and on. And then these guys came out, and they laid down music like what you just heard right here in KDRT. And the place got up, and the dance floor was full. People were smiling, and it just is one of those times that the minute the last note was over, I wanted to do it again. Yeah, and I wanted to thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to join your fun, because I learned there was a whole new type of Hawaiian music that I hadn't even heard of before, and it did me some good, really did.
it was a fun evening, and we were rolling on that for a long time.
Oh, I drove home with a smile on my face every mile.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Sadly, they're not playing together anymore.
But you can still hear the music on KDRT.
There you go. Two albums, and yeah, we're going to keep on playing it. You know, I wanted to mention something to folks that we have kind of a give back going on here with our fundraiser.
Okay.
That if you make a $75 donation now, this week, you can receive a special thank you gift, which is our new 20th anniversary T-shirt and designed, as you were saying earlier, about
by Gregory Schilling. And it's on our website, kdrt.org. And it's right next to the donation button, by the way. But he did a wonderful job on it. And it really is not for our fall fundraiser, but for in honor of our 20th anniversary, which is September 2024 was when we hit our 20 years.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can find it in your heart to stretch that $75 mm-hmm. up to $120, you get the T-shirt plus a tote bag. And you know, tote bags can make you famous. It has the same beautiful hair and design on it. So as Rod said, go on over to kdrt.org. You can go straight to the donate page if you go kdrt.org/donate.
That's it.
To get right where you need to be, and it'll give you all the details. But, you know, you can sport that T-shirt. You can sport that bag at the farmer's market and let people know, you know, you're a part of what it is that we do here.
Right on.
So that can be
our community.
Our community. All righty. Now, getting down to the nitty-gritty of the music, I know is super near and dear to Rod's heart. We are going to enjoy the Pahinui family. We're going to start off with the one and only album that the Pahinui brothers, and there were more than three of them, but these are the three that were mostly known.
The real musicians,
And it's Martin, Blah, and Cyril Pahinui put out an album, simply titled, self-titled, The Pahinui Bros, B-R-O-S, period. They didn't say Blalas, they didn't say brothers. It's the Pahinui Bros.
And is that on the Panini label, too?
It is the Panini label, which was the Pahinui label.
Right.
And we're going to play a couple of songs off of there that Rod has chosen, the Mele of My Tutu. Remember that a tutu is a grandparent,
right.
But it can be male or female, right? So it's not just your grandmother. It can be your grandpapa. And then we're going to go to the other end of the spectrum and have them. This is the Waimanalo family, the musical Waimanalo family forever.
Yeah, the Pahinui family lived in Waimanalo, right by Waimanalo Beach. And they still have a family compound there.
They sure do.
And, you know, they've been there for generations.
Yep.
And it's a contrast in sounds. One is very upbeat and happy and talking about family and, you know, living day to day and digging everything. And the other one kind of chronicles the fact that so much of the ancestral lands were given up for money and developed in hotels and golf courses and things like that. So I wanted to make sure that you can see both sides of the coin because it's all real. And it also shows the breadth of the wonderful playing and singing of the Pahinui brothers.
All right, here we go with My Tutu'e and Waimanalo Blues from the Pahinui brothers.
Okahi Sunday afternoon, there goes my tutu'e. She was trucking on down to town on the Alanui Kapakahi. Okahi Sunday afternoon, there goes my tutu'e. She was trucking on down to town on the Alanui Kapakahi. Singing an old melody of Anapau e Lilipu'e. Tutu will show you how to do the hula umi oni oni e. That's the drink of the South Sea Islands, eh? Ua ono o tutu
And now she's doing the hula from the boogie. That's the melody of my doo-doo, eh? Toot-toot is going home now to a holly by the kahakahi, eh? Haina-i-ya-mai-kapu-wana, that's the melody of my doo-doo, eh?
And also Nana Koo.
Okay, so what we did was we moved from the Pahinui brothers to their dad, Gabby, from the very famous Brown album that Rod brought in here. And by the way, I want to let you know you are listening to Nga Mele o Hawaii at KDRT LP 95.7 FM. We're here in Davis, California. We're also online at kdrt.org if you're listening from your computer instead of radio. Aloha, Velina, so glad you're here. I'm in the studio with Uncle Rodriguez, who has brought me his most beloved Hawaiian music, and he wanted to play Gabby as well. So that was Gabby singing Lihue from the album simply titled Gabby, and it's called the Brown Album because it's a picture of Gabby on front in serotype or what a tin type. That's that kind of a brown picture, and then a brown background. We're going to play another song from the album, The Royal Hawaiian Hotel, and we'll talk about it. But first, Rod's got something to share with you.
Well, here at KDRT, we're celebrating 20 years of grassroots radio, and 20 years that would not be possible without the support of listeners like you. And you can go to our website at kdrt.org and click on our donation button. And we hope that you're going to join the celebration by donating now. I did my donation on Tuesday, which was Giving Tuesday. I'd like to do that, even though I'm a volunteer. I know the value of being able to have the freedom to play the kind of music that I enjoy, that I hope you will enjoy on our wonderful community radio station.
Awesome. Mahalo for that, Rod.
It's true.
You know, I'm going to give a shout out to my listeners who are listening not from Davis, but from around the world, that either know me personally because of Aloha Music Camp or have stumbled upon this humble show and appreciate what I'm able to do. And I'm going to reach out to you and say, if you do appreciate what I'm doing, you know, I'm asking you personally if you would be so kind as to reach out to that donate button at kdrt.org to keep this beautiful radio station going. We are so humble. You would not believe how little money we spend in order to bring you the programming that we bring you. As we mentioned in the previous hour, we're all volunteer DJs, and we have a tiny, tiny little staff, but we're a powerhouse in terms of community radio. We bring you franchised radio from NPR and such, but we have all of these fantastic music-loving people bringing what they love to the radio.
And public affairs shows, too. We have some real choice stuff, like Bill Buchanan's Davisville, and of course Dawn Shore and Lois doing the Davis Garden Show.
Absolutely.
Which is probably our most listened to show
all around the world.
Yeah, and talk about a resource of local gardening. Let me, you know, when we've been listening to music here, folks, Beth and I are talking story, let me tell you. But I want to tell you a little story that happened just last night. We had an event down at Armadillo Records in downtown Davis, and we call it Suds and Sounds. And on the last Wednesday of every month, what we do is we get together and we put out the call on our website and on the station by reading promos. And people come down there and we just chat and hang out and look at records together. And we put a couple on the turntable. Well, last night we had Alex Roth, who was a musician in town, and he's getting ready to move to Germany, of all places. And Alex played in a band called the Mad Cow String Band, which was the first one of the first bands that played here on our back lot when we flipped the switch 20 years ago. Okay, so Alex, in his heart, because he's been a KDRT partner for a long time, he came down and played a couple sets of original music. We really had a nice time. But here's the kernel why I'm telling this story. A woman and her two daughters came in, and they sat down on the table. And I went over and started chatting him for a while, and I found out that they actually live in Woodland, and they come to Armadillo because there's not a real record shop in Woodland. Mm. And one daughter is a senior at UCD. She's getting ready to pursue a law degree. And the other daughter is in high school, a sophomore, and it was her 16th birthday.
Aww.
And they came because they love music so much, and they love coming in and looking at all the options they could buy there. But they had never heard of KDRT. So we had a wonderful conversation, and they left knowing full well that they're welcome here anytime. And I invited the 16-year-old who bought a record to come in, and I said, you can come in our studio and play it, and you can be part of our community at KDRT.
Absolutely. That is, oh, it would be so great, because, you know, I'm proud to say I'm a part of KDRT. From the very beginning, have supported youth radio. Our recently departed program director, Jeff Shaw, was very much a part of making that happen, as well as a couple of other folks that were really devoted to giving empowerment to young people, both in the TV studio, although we don't have them doing TV shows, and especially here on the radio.
Yeah.
My daughter and I came to KDRT. I mean, I actually owe so much of why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
You and Katie hosted a show, right?
We hosted a show, and it was when that show ended that I started this show.
Right.
But it was only because I really caught the bug. We were doing a show about homeschooling, because we homeschooled. We didn't start the show. We were volunteering as backups for another family, and that family, the mom got really sick and could not bring the kids, and so it fell to us, and we did it for about a year and a half, and then we went, wait a minute, but this wasn't our idea. But during that time, I realized the power and the privilege of being able to share on air your ideas, what's going
creativity.
On in your community, your creativity, to reach out to parts of the community that might feel underrepresented or vulnerable. Our homeschooling kids oftentimes, you know, felt like people,
it's a different environment.
It's a different community, and we were able to recognize them.
So Auntie Beth and I were talking about the fact we both just turned 65 this year, so we're a little older, you know. We got our Medicare cards in the mail, got to get those, baby. But we've had DJs here as young as 10, all the way up to mid-80s.
Yep.
And that's a beautiful thing. That's your whole spectrum of our community that comes in to KDRT.
That's right.
So that's the kind of stuff you get, folks. If you're thinking about, you know, supporting our station, there's some good examples there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's take it back to, Gabby,
to Gabby
for a minute.
Yep.
So this next tune is one that's called the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. And everybody that knows Hawaiian music and knows Gabby has heard it before. But in those days, all these musicians, some of them had a lot of day jobs, or they worked, you know, doing this, worked that. They worked on the road crew or whatever. But they made their real money by coming into the tourist areas in Waikiki and playing in the bands. And that's what Gabby did. And this song is about the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. And he sings about the clientele and the camaraderie of the music. So,
all righty. Here we go. A song written by a woman.
Well, I didn't know that.
I'll
see?
Tell you more about
things
that.
Things I learned listening to Auntie Beth.
Here we go. Royal Hawaiian Hotel from Gabby Pahinui. Oops, hang on here. I think I've got this cued incorrectly. Yes, I do. Hang on just one moment.
Eka Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Ahina ni la ke uhali nei, ahina ni maoli no. Ulu vehi vehi hoi ka uikila. Eka Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Ahina ni la ke uhali nei, ahina ni maoli no. Ka moe ka ubala e paki ka hepa he e mai kei nei. Ahina ni la ke uholi nei, ahina ni maha oli no.
ola ela vela me ka o e ka ua la e pa ki ka he pe he e mai kei nei ahina ni la ke o holi nei ahina ni maha oli no ia ma pala a mamala e pa ki ka he me ka i a nui nui ahina ni la ke o holi nei ahina ni maha oli no Kapaia mā pala a māmala He pepi I mai e ka nue nue Ahina ni la ke uholi nei Ahina ni maha oli no Pelau ka lua ka niula Kure kuria a manu inu Ahina ni la ke uholi nei Ahina ni maha oli no O ko holu na pelau o ka niula Ke kuri kuria a moe Ahina ni la ke uholi nei Ahina ni maha oli no
Had to get that last little flick there of the guitar. Okay, Gabby Pahinui playing the song Royal, playing and singing the song Royal Hawaiian Hotel, as I mentioned, written by a woman. And it was in celebration of the opening of that hotel, the Pink Palace, right there
had
in Waikiki.
Had to be in the 20s or something?
1927, Mary Pula'a Robbins, well respected for her contribution of other songs as well. And her son gave an interview that I've read a couple of times on the show about her mom writing that song and how much it's played in her life. Now, one of the conductors of the band at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, not the Royal Hawaiian Band, but the Royal Hawaiian Hotel Band, was Harry Owens. And Harry Owens was really well known in Hollywood. You might know about Harry Owens because he wrote the only Hawaiian song to win an Oscar, and that's Sweet Leilani.
Hmm.
It beat out The Wizard of Oz.
It beat out
Somewhere Over the Rainbow in 1939.
Wow. That's saying something right there.
That is saying something. So Harry Owens conducted the band, and I believe I'm correct in saying that under his directorship, Gabby was one of the players. And he played most of the time steel guitar as well as regular guitar for that band. So that's him driving in from Waimanalo or taking the bus and trolley.
For his nighttime job.
And with respect, in the context of that information, do you know how Gabby got his nickname?
No.
From the gabardine pants he wore in the bands that he played in.
Now, how many listeners to KDRT here in our fall fundraiser have a pair of gabardine pants hanging in their
closet? How many
people
even know what gabardine looks like, for heaven's sake? This was before Palaka. This was gabardine, and that was Gabby. Gabby and his gabardine pants that they would wear as part of their band outfits.
Wow.
Yeah. So kind of cool. Now, we're going to continue with Gabby, but with a partner.
Ada Isaacs.
Yeah. Tell us.
Well, Gabby and Ada were the kind of guys that would hang out at each other's homes, like on the weekends or something, and get together with their community and, like I said, have a barbecue and drink some beers and, play music together. And they had a lifelong relationship and sharing music together, and they made some really, really good sounds. But they were true friends, and you can see it and hear it in any picture of them together. And they made a record called Two Slack Key Guitars, and it was on Trade Winds label. And the album title was A Living on a Easy. And the picture on the album is just priceless. It shows them both in like palm straw hats with a Hawaiian shirt on. And they're leaning against a palm tree, sitting down with their guitars on. And I'll tell you, my best friend lives in Lake Tahoe. But when we were over in Hawaii one time, We were on an estate in Kailua, and we took a picture of ourselves in our Hawaiian print shirts with the matching pocket. You got to have the pocket match, with our guitars leaning against the palm tree in honor of this album right here.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Awesome. So you have picked two very fun songs off of this.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to...
Manuela Boy as well.
Yeah.
Which goes back again to the tourists coming into Waikiki and digging the whole scene.
Yeah. It's a kolohe song, but we're going to start with the title track, Living on a Easy. Here we go.
I'm a living on a easy, on a bottle of whiskey. I have no money to suit my honey. I'm a living on a easy, on a bottle of whiskey. I have no money. Please talk it to me, baby. My genealogy.
Manuela boy, my dear boy, you no more hila hila, no more 5 cents, no more halls, go a la parahia moe. Big hotel, sister teaches school, brother works for the HVB,
papa makes his money shooting pool.
The tourists love filet mignon and caviar, it's true, but they never live till they win taste.
Papa find the old Hawaiians too.
No more sweet bread, no more wine, go a la pakahia moe. Manuela boy, my dear boy, you no more hila hila. license, no more house. Go alapaka iyo moe.
Now that was fun. Manuela Boy, that's a sassy, it's what they call kolohe, a rascal song.
The tourists love filet mignon, and caviar, it's true, but they never lived until they had Papa's old Hawaiian stew.
Ain't it the truth? So many good songs from Gabby, and so much of a tradition. He's so vaunted for, you know, he recorded the very first track of slack key guitar.
Gabby did?
1947.
Wow.
The very first slack key recording was 1947. And it was, and you can probably tell me what it was. What's his signature song?
Oh.
I'm asking you to pronounce Hawaiian, though.
Yeah, I know. I tried gallantly, but I always screwed it up.
Hi'ilawe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Hi'ilawe.
Yeah, there's a recording off the Brown album where they have the recording from 1947.
Yeah.
And then they blend it into modern sounds. Yeah. That's a really good way to start that record,
It's a really good one,
nice
too.
Nice touch.
Yeah. All right, so let us remind folks that you are tuned to 95.7 FM LP, which is KDRT in Davis, California. Or you might be listening to us by way of the digital realm at kdrt.org. No matter how you're listening, this is Nga Mele o Hawaii, and we are here with Uncle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And we're just sharing the music that he loves. A lot of it is slack key and old school and wonderful and just gets you warm in the cockles, as they say. And
what's cockles in Hawaii? We got to figure that.
Well,
one
I don't,
out.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what's the word for scallop? If I could look up scallop, that'd be about as close as you could get to what a cockle is. But we're just having a really good time, and we're here celebrating 20 years of community radio right here at KDRT. We didn't start at 95.7.
No, 101.5.
Yeah, had to make a little move.
We were forced off that frequency by a big conglomerate base station that came in, and it was tough. It was a real challenge for us all because, you know, basically the FCC said, I don't care if you guys have had this frequency for a while. We're booting you off for money. And it cost a lot of money for us to stay on the air, but we had to change our frequency.
Yeah,
the 95.7, and we're real proud of how it worked. And also through that process, largely thanks to Autumn Labbe Renault and Jeff Shaw, what we learned was able to help other low power stations not have the same fate dealt to them.
That's right. We actually shared. I mean, I wasn't a part of it, so I can't really say we. But KDRT served as a mentor model for a number of LP stations across the nation. You know, so I'm proud to be a part of it.
We call ourselves a little station that could, and we really are a little station that can and did.
Yeah, so. And I got to say, you know, I tell friends about the fact that I do this radio show. I live 50 miles from here. I can't hear K-Dirt on the radio.
Not off a radio signal.
Not on a radio signal. But, you know, with the power of the digital realm.
Right.
We are online as well.
24 hours a day.
24 hours. You can listen live. Yep. You can also listen archived if you go down to the different programs. We are able to keep our shows up for 2 weeks before the FCC says you're breaching, you know, some sort of rule about musicians' rights to the music, as if they care. But I didn't say that. At any rate, you can catch up with us, and we're also, many of our shows are podcastable. I actually finally have Nga Mele o Hawaii is back on podcasting.
Oh, good.
It's podcast available. So I know that Apple Tunes has it. So you can download that and listen to your favorite show 24/7, 365, if you so wish.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is when I'm out running errands, just listening to KDRT in my car. And I always hear a song that Beth plays, and I always text her and say, hey, this is so good. And it just makes me feel wonderful. And that's what radio should do, you know. Yeah. It's kind of like a little blanket on a cold winter day.
Oh, yeah, it is. And you know, you seem to enjoy the women's voices. And we're going to make sure we leave time for one particular song you've chosen.
I got it ready right here.
Yeah, that, and it's usually Raiatea Helm that you'll write about. Oh, wow, or some of the other female voices that'll just have searingly beautiful.
They take you away.
They take you away. So we're going to get taken away now with a guy that I am so fortunate to say that I have hosted this gentleman who is a nationally renowned musician. He's actually been given the highest honor available through the National Endowment for the Arts.
Wow.
For folk and traditional arts. And he's also played at the Smithsonian Folk Festival, which is an honor right then and there. And that's Led Kalpana. You would never know that about this man because he's the jolliest, happiest.
An infectious laugh.
Absolutely. And you know, I got to make sure I have this queued up. Why don't you talk about Led while I cue this piece of music up?
Led, I think, comes from the Big Island, if I'm not mistaken.
He does, from Kalapana.
Okay, Kalapana. And a lot of the areas that he came from had black sand beaches. And he has an album called Black Sand that I have in my archives. But one of the things about Led is I guess you could say he's like a true master guitar player and lives through his guitar and through the six strings or 12 if he's got his 12 string out. But he's from that old school of pairing the voice and the playing so beautifully. And he has reverence to, you know, the generations that came before him. And he has always, for all the years I've listened to him, has carried the torch to make sure that people who have never heard the sounds before get a chance to hear them. And that's the thing I really dig about Led Kalpana.
Yeah. So he's going to come chez moi on December 20th to play. And we're lucky.
At Auntie Beth's house concert.
At my house concert in Moss Lane in Granite Bay. If anybody's interested and you're local, and just email me at bampost, B-A-M-P-O-S-T, at att.net. But it's always a lot of fun because he's a humble man, and I got to tell you the story. I have watched him sit while he's waiting. He'll have somebody play before him, typically Fran Guidry, who will be playing at my house as well. And he'll have his guitar in his hand while he's waiting, and he'll just be sitting there, and he'll nod off, but he's still playing. His fingers are still cogently, not just cogently playing a tune. And I asked his wife, Sharon, I said, does he actually play in his sleep? And she's like, oh, yeah, all the time. The man, literally, his lungs, his heart, and his blood is that guitar. And he's just so talented with it. So we're so happy to be able to play him right here, right now. This is off a magnificent, it was Dancing Cat Records from
George Winston.
George Winston, who said, we have to archive these people, these masters. And so there was I think it was 23 or so albums cut, and there were two that are kind of collections from those Dancing Cat Records. The first one made a big hit, Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Masters. We're going to play two mele off of the album. Led Kalpana is going to give us Weeha Swing, and then we'll just go ahead and play some Re Kane.
Right
after
on.
That with Punahele. So let's listen to some Slack Key Masters. Thank you. I don't think it gets any more pure than that in terms of slack key. That was Ray Kane and a song of his own devising, Punahele, kind of a signature song. And Ray, that was off the album that I mentioned, Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar Masters. But in fact, he did record a full two albums, actually, under Dancing Cat Records with George Winston. This was, I think, the first one, Wahila. And that is not on that one. I'm trying to remember what the name of his first one is. Anyway, Ray Kane is a man from Oahu and was at the level of generation of slack key masters is not far removed from the original generations. I mean, not by many generations, but he is the foundational player for so many of the folks who are now ripening in their old age. And he laid down what it really meant to play that bass, use that thumb and play that bass. Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep. And his forefinger.
Boom. And then the forefinger for the for
the
melody.
He's really the equivalent of someone like Jimmy Rogers in country music, or Mother Maybelle Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, they wrote the book and you know, they were the foundation that everyone since built upon in their own, you know, style and way.
Yeah.
And he's like one of the original Beach Boys, too, like the kind of guys that would live at the beach for, you know, days at a time. And how did they eat? They went out in the water and they speared a fish and they cooked it on the beach, you know, and then they play their guitar. And that's a lifestyle that none of us can really, you know, even think about these days.
Yeah.
But it was real, you know, and then to add music to that whole scene.
I
shake my head. My buddy Roy Hirohama that lives in Honolulu. He told me his dad used to go to Hanuma Bay, and they would stay there all weekend and, like, not see anybody, you know, and camp out.
Oh, man, you cannot do that now.
No.
Shoots.
Hey, I want to tell you guys while we got you, get your ear for a minute. One of the coolest things about the dirt, that's what we like to call it, the old K-dirt, is that each year there's almost 8,000 hours of unique music programming each year. Some shows, we got some live local music like Listening Lyrics and Live Tracks. Peter and Jim host those, respectively. We got Western roots like Cowboy Tracks, In the Key of Folk, Twang Thang. I got jazz, blues. Some of our celebrity broadcasters. We got a couple of guys that are coming in from like Britain, Nick Solomon. Got all kinds of stuff. We got some really good new shows that have come on too, like Audio Ecotone and. Of course, there's A Constant Grin, which has been on for a long time. Wayne Hagen doing Music of the Grateful Dead on the Golden Road. Crossing Continents, which is world music. And our public affairs shows are something that we're pretty proud of.
Yeah.
Davisville, which is Stories Connect to Our Local Community, hosted by Bill Buchanan. And we have kind of a newer show called Ion Sports. And Chuck and Cody put on a lively show that really focuses on all the athletic activity, mostly high school level for boys and girls. So they're always fun to listen to. So we got it all coming here for you, folks, and we can get you coming and going. And if you can help us stay on the air, go ahead and reach into your pocket, get a little zhing out, and send it our way. You can do that at kdrt.org. And just clickety-click on the donation link. It'll take you there. I think it took me about all of 5 minutes to complete the whole process.
Right on.
Annie Beth.
Yep. Right on, right on. Yeah, and, you know, if you don't have some change, but you need a change in your ride, if you're getting rid of your car, well, we're one of those places that can benefit from car donations, too. And you can find out about that at the donation page, kdirt.org/donate, if you want to be creative about it. I've done that. I did that with our 300,000-mile Lexus.
They were complaining about other old cars, and I go, hey, I got an idea for you.
Yeah. And they did it.
Yeah. And you can write it off on your taxes, too, don't forget, as well as your donation for a fall fundraiser. You can write off on your taxes, too.
All right, we're coming down to the wee hours. We've got 12 minutes left. I want to make sure that we get some Wahine voices in here. So I'm going to pull this up. This is something that Rod has not heard Led's mom, Tina, singing. So I wanted to let him hear that. He brought me Les Ford and Mary. Les Paul and Mary Ford. So now I'm going to bring him Tina Kaupuna. And this is Ledward and Nedward Kaupana's mom and Dennis Pavao's auntie singing Punalu'u, about a place down near where they grew up and where the family was in Kalapana, in the south east, no, southwest side of Hawaii Island. And then I think we're going to stick with the female voice. Oh, actually, before we do that, should we stick with Ray, Uncle Ray?
One more with his wife,
yeah,
maybe.
That's
yeah.
right. I forgot
That'd
about
be a good
that. We'll bring in the female voices with Ray Kane. His wife, Uilani, had a gorgeous voice, and the two of them, she started singing one time while he was playing this song, and he didn't really know. She just started harmonizing with it, and the rest was history. So this is the Hawaiian wedding song, is often called as Ke Kali Ne'au, and it's Ray Kane and his wife Uilani off the album Va'ahila. Then we'll follow that with Tina Kalpana and Punalu'u. Here we go.
No, oh, 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 oh.
That was some beautiful music. Tina Kalpana led and Ned Ledward and Nedward's mom singing Puna Lu'u in such a classic voice.
Now, Auntie Beth, I'd like you to tell the wonderful listeners of KDRT and the Mele what you just told me.
Which part?
The high.
Oh, okay. So
this is where I keep learning from you, folks.
If you listen to many Hawaiian songs, probably 80% of them written old school, will end, their last verse will be Haina ia mai ia ana kapuana, or Haina ia mai kapuana, or Haina mai kapuana. But if you hear the Haina, and in fact, if you see hula dancers, when they call out, when they do the kahe and they call out what verse it is, when you hear them saying Haina, that means, okay, that's the last verse.
Wow.
So what it means is, told is my story, told is my songs, told is the thing about whatever it was I was singing about.
You know, folks, cultural transmission remains true and supreme in the KDRT studio, thanks to Auntie Beth.
Oh, and so many others that bring us world music and just dive deep. All right, before we run out of time, you know what? We're almost not going to make this. We're gonna break this song.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Let's get it going.
This is Lena Machado from the Descendants album. She wrote the song Missing Her Mom, and it is called Mom. And we'll sign out with that. And we'll say we'll be back next week with more beautiful Hawaiian music. But until that time, keep your heart open and keep those islands in your heart.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
See you next time.